From points across California and beyond, you're listening to the Disneyland edition of the Diz Unplugged. Hello and welcome to the Diz Unplugged Roundtable Discussion Disneyland edition for the week of March 29th, 2012. I'm your host, Tom Bell, and I'm joined by our Disneyland team, Nancy Johnson, Wayne Toigo, Tony Spitel, and Disboard's moderator, Mary Jo Mulatto-Willie. In this show, Tony will present our first annual Disneyland March Madness Tournament. That plus this week's news and roundtable rapid fire on this edition of the Diz Unplugged. Hello, team.
Hello.
Hey there. Hi, Tom.
How are you?
And everybody.
Hello, podcast listeners. This is your foreign correspondent, Adventurous Wayne, speaking to you from all the way across the country. I am very distant this time. I decided that I just couldn't live without a trip to Florida. No, actually, I'm out here on business, so I am on special assignment, as it were. Hello, everyone.
So if you fall asleep because you're 3 hours ahead, we will totally understand.
You know it, and I got an early call tomorrow, too, so.
Such the dedicated Disneyland.
And I'm actually closest to Tom for the first time. I mean, other than our beautiful friendship, but I'm up near Tom in a hotel. Not with Tom. We're not together.
We're not together now this time.
No, but I'm, no, not this time, but I'm up here for business, too. Not as cool as Wayne's, but. I'm just excited that we all have two people that are out of town and still did the podcast.
That's pretty cool.
Because we're dedicated.
Yes.
Does anyone have any housekeeping?
We have a couple items. One, I know I would like to apologize for the lack of the spa review blog. Life got in the way, so it will be out hopefully this next week.
Yes.
Wait, so her housekeeping is a plug for the blog.
www.disunplug.com.
It's going to be a good blog.
It will be a great blog.
Yes.
And it's got lots of tips and
a lot of effort went into that massage, so.
Yeah. Haven't you guys ever heard of not getting expectations too high and then people are surprised? I'm just.
No. Just in case anybody was looking
aim
for
low,
it.
Aim low.
So there you go.
Speaking of blogs and podcast subjects, I had told some people that I was going to do the Discover the Magic Tour review this week. We're going to bump that a couple weeks because I have a feeling this tournament is going to go longer than expected, so we will do that in 2 weeks, so look for that blog in 2 weeks. Does anybody want to talk about Mad Tea Party? Wayne, did you see that announcement?
I did see that announcement. I am terrifically excited and must get my final visit to that other event, I guess.
It shall remain nameless.
Time's a-wastin'.
Yeah, they announced Mad Tea Party, I think we alluded to last week, will premiere with all the rest of the summer stuff on June 15th.
Yeah, by the time this podcast airs, you'll only have about a weekend left.
For Electronica?
You bet.
Oh, man. I think I should make a trip. And is it playing every week now because of spring break? Or, I'm sorry, every day now that's because of spring break?
I haven't checked the schedule in the last month. It was still playing on a fairly regular schedule.
Yeah.
Well, and they've got that whole new dance crew competition that's going on to kind of kick off the end of it.
Right. Did you have another another housekeeping, Nancy? I thought you said you had a couple.
Yeah, I did, but I've been sick the last couple days, so
it's blanking. Okay.
I'm blanking.
Chat night, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific time. Be there. Always a good time. Tony, you got anything?
No.
Well, if there's no more housekeeping, we will head over to Tony with the news.
Just a warning. Remember the low expectations. Very slow news week. So here we go. We got one really exciting story. Disneyland announced that they plan on giving their highest honor, a Main Street USA window, to costume designer Alice Davis. Davis is best known for designing park costumes, including the supervision of about 150 dolls in the It's a Small World ride and animatronic characters in the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction. Davis was married to the late Mark Davis, a classic Disney animator who also made original sketches for Disneyland rides. Alice Davis was inducted in 2004 as a Disney legend. Disney made the announcement during a special event at Disneyland's Club 33. The window dedication is set for May 10th.
I still want to go.
About freaking time. That's
all I completely
say.
Agree. She is such a wonderful lady and so wonderful to listen to when she does speak. And she speaks at a lot of the Disney events. And if you ever get a chance to see her, she's just a delight. And she's done so many things. That's wonderful. What a great story, Tony.
Okay. Now...
No pressure with that second story, huh?
Yeah, I know. I should have done this from last. Okay, second story. We let a look far to get some news here. The San Diego Zoo Safari Park has added thousands of animals to its collection, all of them being butterflies. Butterfly Jungle opened on Saturday, March 24th, and runs through Sunday, April 15th, 2012. As part of Butterfly Jungle, the Safari Park has transformed the walk-through aviary of Hidden Jungle into a temporary home for 30 species of exotic butterflies. Butterfly Jungle heralds the start of spring at the Safari Park, said Michael Mace, the Safari Park's curator of birds. It's one of the most popular events we hold all year. They come to the Safari Park in the pupae stage from Asia, Africa, and Central and South America. Guests can use identification cards in the exhibit that will help them determine the names of many of the species. Butterfly Jungle is included with admission to the San Diego Zoo Safari Park. Yeah, exactly. Silence. Okay, our last story.
No, I would highly recommend going to that for people who are going to be visiting the Disneyland Resort. Last year, Nancy and I went to the Museum of Natural History, and we saw a smaller butterfly exhibit. And I thought that was really interesting. We were looking for the little caterpillars that match the butterflies. And with the people who work there at those exhibits, it was fun trying to identify them and looking at the different butterflies. And this is going to be so much cooler, I think, over at the Safari Animal Park. Yeah. I say go. Right, Nancy?
Yeah, I actually really do enjoy those. My kids really, really enjoyed it when we went. So.
Do you take a net or?
No, and you don't reach out to touch the little buggers either. So.
I mean,
you
for the kids.
Okay.
But it's a great way to teach the kids respect for, you know, insects and things like that, so.
Our final story. Cast members of the Disneyland Resort recently held their annual After Hours event, Flashback, in Hyperion Theater at Disney California Adventure Park. In Flashback, cast members from across the resort have the unique opportunity to take the stage and perform original Broadway-style acts for charity. This year, ticket sales for cast members, friends, and family benefited Orangewood Children's Foundation and Anaheim Interfaith Shelter Halcyon. Each nonprofit received a $10,000 check at the event. More than 300 cast members participated in the event. And that's the news.
Thank you for that, Tony. Time for rapid fire. Let's go east to west. Let's start with Wayne.
Alrighty, well, I have just a little reminder or a note for folks, and that's about one of our classic shows that's been running for quite some time at Disneyland, but it's also running out here at Disney World, and that's the show Fantasmic, the nighttime spectacular that plays at Disneyland out here in California, and it plays at Disney Hollywood Studios in Walt Disney World. If you are any kind of a Disney fan, and you have not seen Fantasmic yet, you really need to put this on your agenda. This is a really special show. I know that everybody has been talking about it for a long time, and if you haven't seen it yet, you may not think this is the kind of show for you. Trust us all, this one is worth going to. And I'm going to add another little cross one. For all of us Disneylanders, if you make it out to Florida, go ahead and go see the one at Hollywood Studios. It's considerably different now. They've added some upgrades. They've changed a few scenes around. The Florida show kind of centers more along a storyline where California deals a little bit more with Mickey's imagination. For you Florida folks who are normally used to going to see the show at Hollywood Studios, and if you come to Disneyland, you might not think, well, I've already seen Fantasmic, I don't need to see it again. Trust me, it's a completely different show. Both of them are just excellent. recommend you go see Fantasmic.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Mary Jo.
What I'd like to, my rapid fire is about Cars Land when it opens up. And those of us who are walking throughout the land might hear some music and voices that sound familiar to us. And those of us who are fans of Billy Hill and the Hillbillies will be pleased to recognize and hear their voices as they sing their tunes throughout the land in Cars Land. So I'm excited to hear what they've recorded for the land and listening to them. There's a lot of fans on the disboards for Billy Hill and the Hillbillies, so that's cool.
All right. Thank you, Mary Jo. I'm going to go next. A week or so ago on the Disney Parks blog, they mentioned the Disneyland Rose, which is the official rose of the Disneyland Resort. It is a beautiful apricot, copper, and orange and pink blossom rose. Well, did you know that you can get your own Disneyland Rose?
I've had one in my yard for like the last 3 years.
Yeah, they've been available for quite a while. The website you want to go to is, all one word, jacksonandperkins.com. I'll put that in the show notes. And you can own your very own Disneyland Rose.
I tell you, if you put it in an area with full sun, that bugger will get intensely huge.
Nice.
I would say mine last year was as tall as I am.
Maybe,
and
that's
I'm
why mine
5'3".
Died, 'cause it was in the corner.
Yeah, no, I've got it against a very hot, sunny wall, and it just grows immensely. And it opens, the buds open orange, and then as they fade, they start turning more pink. So you can tell, really, they become kind of this weird splotchy pink and white when they're ready to fall off. So pick them before then, because otherwise they're pretty.
All right. Nancy, rapid fire.
Okay. My rapid
fire. I didn't make you go first this time.
I know. Look at that. I'm shocked and amazed. My rapid fire is actually about Easter events in the Los Angeles area. So if you are coming in for the holiday season, while there isn't any hugely spectacular Easter brunch at, or, you know, not anything big like the Mother's Day brunch at Disneyland, they have a bunch of other really fun activities. We're big fans of and big supporters of the Los Angeles Zoo and Botanical Garden. April 6th through 8th, they have what's called the Big Bunny Spring Fling, and they have all kinds of activities. Pet a bunny, plant your own carrot, have your face painted, all that kind of stuff. The Arboretum in Arcadia has all kinds of cool activities. They have, and Arcadia is up north off of the 210 freeway. Pretty easy, about 45 minutes from Disneyland. They have Easter egg hunts, arts and crafts, and stuff like that. Now, we're all fans of Alvera Street, which is, you can actually take the train very easily from the Anaheim station, this would be Amtrak, to Union Station, get off, walk across the street. They are having the Blessing of the Animals at Alvera Street on the Saturday of Easter weekend. And
that's a pretty big event over there, by the way.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. It goes from noon to 5, and they have a procession of gaily decorated animals passing a priest, which delivers the blessing. And Cardinal Roger Mahoney is doing that procession at 2 p.m. And they have free pony rides and a petting zoo. So that's another fun one. And last but not least, the Aquarium of the Pacific is actually having a special Easter brunch on April 8th. So if you're in the mood to visit a very cool aquarium in town while you're here on your Disneyland holiday, from 10:30 to 1, they have a huge brunch, and you'll get to see all the sea life and stuff. So,
excellent.
Sounds like some fun things to do if you're here on spring break.
All right.
I want to go.
Easter.
I have another quick one.
Cheater.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Just a reminder that Blast is going to be performing at the Cerritos Center, this weekend, March 30th and March 31st. For those who saw the Power of Blast when it played at the Disneyland Resort in the California Adventure over there, they definitely want to go see that show.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Mary Jo. Tony.
So Nancy went north. And I'm going to go south. That doesn't sound right, but south of Disneyland, about south of Disneyland, about an hour, are the flower fields in Carlsbad, and it's spring season, so the flowers are blooming, and they have it's been over 60 years, and they're in bloom for approximately 6 to 8 weeks each year, from early March through early May, and it's beautiful, it's colorful, you can take wagon rides, all this good stuff, and they have events and everything. It's open to the public 7 days a week from 9 to 6 p.m., and tickets are available for purchase on-site and online. $11 for adults, $10 for seniors over 60, $6 for children 3 to 10. Children 2 and under are free. Wagon rides are $5. So it's a beautiful – I've never been, but based on the pictures, it's a beautiful thing to do.
Is this to counteract all the sports references that we're going to get soon?
Yes,
okay.
I'm trying to show the listeners that I'm a Renaissance man, and I can talk about flowers, yet I can still be manly enough to discuss sports.
Nice.
So
nice.
Yes, that's yeah.
Speaking of flowers, Disneyland looks pretty darn awesome since they put all the spring planting in. It looks really nice.
I need to get down there.
You do.
All right, that's it for rapid fires. Now it's time for Mr. Spatel's sports lesson about March Madness.
Okay, so for those of us that don't know us, you guys that don't know about March Madness, it's the big college basketball tournament, and there's 64 teams, and it's a great big betting deal in America where we're going down from 64 teams down to one. And so I had the idea of doing one for Disneyland. Of course, it's not an original idea because tons of other websites do this with things, not just Disney things, but, you know, I saw one on candy and one on ice cream where you basically have the best playing the worst until eventually you have the two best final things, whatever they are, play against each other for the championship. So I got to show you how this whole thing worked, and we're going to basically decide ourselves, Disneyland Park itself, only Disneyland Park, the number one whatever. Now, just like in the real NCAA tournament, we don't really know why the selection committee decides to put a number one seed, which would be the best or highest thing, at number one, and the lowest of the group at number 16. So I am the selection committee, so you guys can enjoy that. Well, because there are some biases, I do have to say that there was a silent partner that nobody knows and is not affiliated with the Diz, but does frequent Disneyland, that helped me with this. So, but that's where we're not going to share because that's not important. So originally the idea was to start at 16, and then, okay, there's too much stuff. So, okay, let's not just have 16 things compete against each other. Then later today, Tom said, oh, let's go 64. And so I started making 64, and I'm starting to write it down, and I'm thinking, okay, how's this going to work? So we cut it down to 32. We'd like to do this annually because we can do different things. And originally it was going to be all of the Disneyland Resort, but the selection committee, me, decided just to stick with 16 versus 16 until we get our one versus one. And so here's the things that are going to be competing. We have attractions on one side of the bracket ranked from 1 to 16. So number 1 will be playing number 16, and we're going to share those in a second. And then on the other side we have parades and shows, snacks, and restaurants. They all have to be inside Disneyland Park. No California Adventure, no Downtown Disney. And we're going to see what wins based on the votes of the podcast team. So I will only break ties. So has everybody had a chance to see their brackets and yell at me already?
Yeah, I tried to print it.
I haven't even really looked.
I tried to print it, and it didn't come out so well, so I'm rewriting
it all. Well, then I will tell you. Then can I start sharing what we have? Okay, on the attraction side, Wayne, this is for you. Our number one seed, the monorail. Yes, I think the monorail, I thought it deserved a number one seed because it is an attraction out here. And the number one seed is the monorail, and it would be playing the six.
Wow, that's a surprise, actually.
See, okay, there you go. Anybody have any issues with the number one seed? Just like in real NCAA tournament, some people think the number one seed shouldn't have been whatever team it is. The monorail is the number one seed on the attraction side.
Contest over. We can declare a winner, and I'll go home. Thank you for playing.
Okay.
Yay. I don't think so. Don't think so.
Okay.
I have different ideas here.
Okay. Now,
I'm just going to save my mouthiness for later.
Hey.
No, see, exactly. That's the whole point of this, is you guys all, just like in the real tournament, people don't agree with where people are seated. Okay, so they're going to play the 16th seed, which is the carousel, King Arthur's Carousel. It's an attraction, so I think I know who's going to win that one.
What's a carousel?
It's great. It made it into the tournament. It didn't stay at home. I mean, it made it into the tournament on the food/restaurant/parades. Fantasmic is our number one seed. And that's a very big personal opinion of mine, myself. And that's, and I think, Wayne, this is actually all about you, and I realize.
That was selected with knowledge of my rapid fire. I did not open the document ahead of time.
No, but did you see who's number 16?
Indeed.
Sound the parade. That's going to be a slaughter. That's just not, I mean, I think I don't see how Fantasmic's not going to get out of there. Now, I think a little controversial here when we include food on the, because remember, food and parades are together, but I don't disagree. I'm okay with the selection committee, me. Number two seed is the Dole Whip. I think the Dole Whip is a number two seed. I think that means it's right up there next to Fantasmic. I know it's bigger in Disney World, but I think the two Dole Whip deserves.
You didn't set this tree up so anybody got a buy? What the heck?
That doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. See, that's, again, why I have to explain this. In the NCAA tournament, there's no buy. You just start playing and you lose, you're done. See, you're trying to be all nice and give them a week. No, nobody gets anything off. You've got to go from the beginning. Now, there was a little controversy with the selection committee whether Cafe Orleans could compete against Cafe Orleans as two separate seats. But they are actually the same place, so they did make it, but there was a...
Kiss my Pomfrey.
For everybody else, awesome. That's a very inside joke.
No, I think enough people know. I think it'd be awesome to have Cafe Orleans versus Cafe Orleans in the championship. But okay, did we all see our bracket? Okay, so let's now. These will be posted so everybody can follow along at home for the thing. But so the number one seeds, I'm going to go through them. Monorail number one, Space Mountain number two.
Yeah.
For attractions, this is of course my own decision. Pirates number three, number four, Mr. Lincoln. What do you think about the Mr. Lincoln being the number four seed?
Very controversial.
Yes. Anybody disagree? Go ahead, tell me.
I actually like Mr. Lincoln.
See, that was a tough one. The committee.
You can learn a lot from Mr. Lincoln.
And that was Walt's favorite.
If not for Mr. Lincoln, there wouldn't be a lot of other things.
That's why they got the number four seed. That's why Mr. Lincoln, I say they like it's a real team. But that was kind of the thinking. Like, it's not just because of Fun Ride or whatever, but Mr. Lincoln needed to go high. Yeah, so it's a surprise up there. We'll see how well he does because he's kind of old. Okay. our number five seed is Mr. Toad's. Number six, Small World. See, we put all the right attractions together. Number seven is Splash Mountain. Number eight, Haunted Mansion. Number nine, where's my number nine? Star Tours. Number 10, Big Thunder. Number 11, The Tiki Room, which could have been higher because of the whole Walt connection. Number 12, Matterhorn. Number 13, Dumbo. And I know the Fantasyland people won't like Dumbo being so low. Number 14, Disneyland Railroad. Number 15, Buzz Lightyear. And I have to be honest, it's because I somehow missed one, and I went, I got to put something there. So Buzz Lightyear's number 15. And number 16, King Arthur's Carousel.
The selection committee had one egregious error.
Okay, what did I forget?
Indiana Jones.
Oh, indeed.
Damn. Okay, that's okay. Next year.
That's right.
I made a mistake. My other helper didn't remind me of Indiana Jones, and I totally forgot. Well, Indiana Jones, darn. That's okay.
Well, you know something could have beaten it out in the lower bracket.
They had a bad year.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Maybe they would have made it.
All the times it keeps breaking down.
There you go. That's why they didn't make it.
It was plagued with injuries.
Okay, again, this is the beauty of the controversy that Indiana Jones did not make it. Sorry.
And the very lousy fast pass line.
See, the more you're talking, they didn't deserve to make it. Leave me alone.
Precisely.
Okay. Now on the attractions and restaurants and snacks altogether, we have number one seed Fantasmic, number two the Dole Whip, number three, where are you? Dreams Come True.
Remember Dreams Come True.
Fireworks. Okay. Number four, Cafe Orleans. I know that. Now that I'm looking at it, I think Cafe Orleans is way too high, but the committee has made their decision. Number five, Plaza Inn. Number six,
actually,
Billy Hilton. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, actually, I think it deserves its seed because, you know, Walt installed that coffee machine himself. He used to go there for coffee.
You're just making that up.
No, there's a picture of him with the freaking coffee machine. That beautiful gold coffee urn that's in the center in the back. Inside.
I never knew
that. Yeah, there's a picture of him with it.
As much as I'd love to say that was the reason it got a five, I just learned that right now. Number six, it's the show with Billy Hill and the Hillbillies at the Golden Horseshoe.
I love that show.
Rightfully a high top seed because of that show, just in my own personal opinion. Number seven, the Churro, which even for our Disneyland podcast should be maybe a little higher, but number seven, the Churro. Number eight, Carnation Cafe. And, Chef Oscar's History, that's going to be tough to defeat. And, number nine, Blue Bayou. Number 10, the Mickey Bar. Number 11, Corn Dog. 12, the Dapper Dan's performing. 13, where are you, 13? I've lost
Big
you.
Thunder
Someone,
Ranch.
There we go. Big Thunder Ranch.
It's barbecue.
Barbecue. Number 14, popcorn. And number 15, turkey leg. And the number 16, Wayne's favorite Soundstational Parade.
So mixed restaurants and snacks and shows all in the same bracket, which technically means we could have Fantasmic competing against a Mickey bar.
Yes, that's the whole fun of this thing.
I love it.
I wanted to do more of it, but we couldn't, so we decided to keep it with this. Yeah, I like the snacks going against the rides and stuff. And you'll be sad if, like, Mr. Lincoln got beat by popcorn. I mean,
it would never happen.
Don't know that.
You never know.
Now, if people are following, let me go through really quickly the first matchups. And if there's anything that anybody notices before we talk about them that you think is a tough matchup, where you've got two things that could go either way. Mm-hmm. From what I've noticed here,
there's quite a few.
Yes, there is. Well, especially, or any upsets you see based on the numbers. Of course, if I did the numbers wrong, it doesn't matter. Okay, so in the real tournament, they have regions, and then the winners go and play to go to the Final Four in this region. So you might not be in the region that you're from. So the number one seeds usually get to stay close to home. So because of that, even though it's monorail is in the Fantasyland region because they're number one seed, even though they should be technically Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland already had, there's other stuff in the Tomorrowland region, so we put them there. And then we have Rivers of America region where the Fantasmic's the number one seed, and then Main Street. So some people have to travel, you know, like the Churro has to travel to Main Street. You got to consider that when they're playing each other. But, as I'm looking at these little, as our matchups, I think Pirates versus the Disneyland Railroad is a very tough matchup for Pirates. You've got a three-seed Pirates against Disneyland Railroad, and there's a whole Walt thing. And knowing our audience and knowing Nancy, I could see an upset there. That's just my own personal opinion.
Also, Corn Dog versus Billy Hill.
Yes, Corn Dog versus Billy Hill. Can you really go with an inanimate object that tastes that good against Billy Hill?
Yeah, no.
This is going to be a brutal tournament.
Yes, it is. And where's the other one that I'm trying to see that we have that's a Mr. Toads versus Matterhorn, 5-12. In a lot of the tournaments, it's a 5 and the 12. There's always upsets. Mr. Toads is a 5, but Matterhorn, again, it's the only one here. I think the number one seed, Fantasmic, is going to crush most things. But I love Fantasmic, so that's my thing. So
why don't we just get down to it and just start?
Okay, let's start. Okay. So we got monorail versus carousel.
Don't confuse people before we get started.
Number one versus 16. Well, I know it's confusing to the non-sports people, but that's okay.
Well, no, you're just throwing out the names of stuff left, right, and sideways. And
just like a real sportscaster. Come on, I'm living my dream. Let me do this. The first time I've been able to bring sports and Disneyland together. Okay, so monorail versus carousel. One versus 16. Let's go. You guys vote.
Carousel, you can see it straight through the castle. You know, you're walking down Main Street, you see it turning, you see the activity back there. Plus, you have the Mary Poppins, you have Jingle, the Julie Andrews christened horse.
We got one vote for carousel. Everybody else, let's go.
this is clearly David versus Goliath, only in this case, David is clearly outmeasured. It's Ouch. Monorail all the way, no question, just look at the queue line.
Yeah, they have to you have to shut that bad boy down when it gets over a certain degree because they have no air conditioning in them.
Not That's true all at all. Say. Not true at all. When was the last time you visited? There is air conditioning in every car. Thank
the
you.
Windows the windows only crack up only a little bit. That beam doesn't power a full air conditioning system like in Florida.
Wayne, Nancy's one of those bandwagoners that goes on to the new cool team that nobody likes just so she has the hat and nobody
You're
else
falling
does.
For its shiny facade and curvy and it's like a cheap hot model.
I have to go with the monorail. The sense of adventure is you go through the lands and takes you outside Disneyland into California Adventure and downtown Disney. I have to go for with monorail.
Okay,
Thank
Tom.
You, Mary Jo.
It's tough because the history with the carousel with Walt, you know, taking his daughters to ride the carousel.
Stand, man. Don't be political. Let's
monorail.
Okay, that's over 3-1. Monorail wins easily. I didn't think that was the only... It was a little close. It came close at halftime, but monorail. Okay, so monorail moves ahead. Okay, 8-9. Haunted Mansion versus Star Tours, Tom. Let's go.
Ah, crud. Star Tours.
Okay, there's one for Star Tours. I want to go with Wayne because I know Wayne has an opinion. I bet you I can guess what his is.
I bet you can too because for anyone who's been listening to me, everyone knows that probably my number one attraction throughout all Disney parks is Haunted Mansion. Now, a year ago, when the original Star Tours was still running, this would have been a tough bracket, a really tough bracket, because I also love Star Tours a lot. Note the past tense. This is no longer the case. This isn't even a consideration. Haunted Mansion, number one over Star Tours every day of the week.
So Star Tours used to be good, but they got old veteran, and then they brought in a whole new team, and they're not the same.
Okay. And if popularity was any indicator out in Florida, I will tell you that I stood in a 20-minute line for Haunted Mansion on a Friday and walked on to Star Tours, walked on to it. So there you are. That's what Florida folks think.
Okay, now it's tied. We're at halftime because we had 2 votes, 1-1. Mary Jo?
I love the new Star Tours. I think that they're really innovative in how they get the rebel spy. But in my book, it's going to be Haunted Mansion.
Okay, Tom?
I already voted.
Oh, sorry. Nancy?
It's a tough one. Now, see, if you'd have said Haunted Mansion Holiday in specific, because I would have liked to have seen that. You could have actually bracketed regular Haunted Mansion versus Haunted Mansion Holiday.
Okay,
That's one you could have actually done next year.
In the second annual. Okay.
But you're not specifying which Haunted Mansion.
So you're going, I know this is a sports reference that a few people will get, so you're not sure whether it's Miami University in Miami or Miami University of Ohio. I see. We're talking about Haunted Mansion regular. That was just for me, I know.
No, okay. I totally got.
Oh, right. Okay. So anyways, come on.
I know
go.
Of
Let's go.
Miami
We've only had two games. It's going to take forever.
The slobber.
See, Tom, why we didn't do 64? Mm-hmm. Okay.
The slobber.
Yeah.
I'll go with Star Tours. No, I'll go with Star Tours.
That means I have to break the tie.
That's right.
Tiebreaker.
No, and I know everybody thinks that I'm going to go Star Tours, but no. Haunted Mansion, just because of history. 3-2, Haunted Mansion wins. Okay.
Boo.
Well, too bad.
Sorry.
Your check okay. will be in the mail.
Ooh, okay. No, but I like Star Tours, and I love it. I would ride
I can
Star
actually
Tours.
Ride the new Star Tours, where I couldn't ride the old ones, so...
Oh, then I, yeah, okay, then you're right. Okay, Mr. Toads versus Matterhorn. 5-seed Mr. Toads versus 12 Matterhorn. Let's start with Mary Jo.
Ooh, this is tough for me. Matterhorn at night is just such a magical ride for me. If you can do magical, I'm going to go with Matterhorn.
Okay, that's one for Matterhorn. Tom?
I'm going to have to, next year they may have a better season, but I'm going to have to go with Mr. Toad.
Okay. Wayne?
Both classic attractions, both Disneyland originals. This is a tough one. Comes from different points of view. My vote is Matterhorn.
Oh. Okay, Tom, do you think 12, do you think Matterhorn was too low of a seed at 12?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Toad.
Mr. Toad may have been too high at number 5, though.
Yeah.
You haven't talked to me yet.
Oh, here we see. Nancy throws everything. And she's like the ref that bet on the games. She's never say that. Okay, go ahead, Nancy. I'm guessing you're voting for Mr. Toads then.
Where else can you be a complete idiot and go to hell all at the same time?
I don't want to have to break this tie.
Tony, you're up.
Oh my gosh, I can't do this.
The little devil guys, they're so cute. And how hot it is in the devil room.
But that's scary. But Matt, see, the thing is, they're both classic. That's the problem. If I could, I would go with age.
Do you still duck at the train tunnel?
Okay, this is where I'm going to vote, just so my seating doesn't get out of whack. And you know what? Matterhorn is kind of jerky. And Mr. Toads, everybody likes Mr. Toads. Mr. Toads. I'm going to go with Mr. Toads. It was a 5 seed. I kept it. I know there's disagreement. That's okay. That's the beauty of it. Remember, no wagering. Okay, Mr. Lincoln versus Dumbo. Tom, did I go with you first again? That's okay.
Mr. Lincoln.
Okay, one. Wayne.
Also, Mr. Lincoln.
Okay, Nancy.
Mr. Lincoln.
Oh, is this going to be our first shutout? Mary Jo.
Go. No contest, Mr. Lincoln.
Okay,
go,
so,
Abe,
wow.
Go.
You know what? Mr. Lincoln. Okay, and I have to come clean. When I was going through all these things, my silent partner, who nobody knows, by the way, it's not like a dizzer or anything, but goes to Disneyland all the time, reminded me of Mr. Lincoln. And then now it's a 4 seed and it's already on to the next round.
This person looks like Mr. Lincoln? Or?
No, this person does not look like Mr. Lincoln. I do. I'm actually wearing a hat and a beard right now, but that's just because I'm rooting for him. I put a lot of money on Mr. Lincoln. but I think Mr. Lincoln might be able to go to the finals here. I'm just saying. This is going to be tough. Okay, so we're done with that first round. Okay, now we've got Small World versus Tiki. That is tough. Mary Jo.
Oh, don't start with me. This one's really hard.
And if we can speed this up by people already going ahead and voting for what they're going to vote for so we're ready to go, just let us know that. Okay, so fine, Mary Jo, I'll come back to you. Nancy, Tiki, or Small World?
Oh, holy crud. Small World. I'm going to have to go Small World. As much as I love the Tiki Room, the Small World made such an impression on me when I was 6.
Okay.
I got to go Small World.
It's okay. Sometimes people lose. Some teams are going to have to lose here. People are going to start crying near the end of this thing because people are going to have a hard time voting for, like, Mr. Lincoln versus Monorail. Anyways.
That's no contest.
Wayne?
Another hard choice. I got to go with Tiki Room.
Okay. Tom?
Oh, man. I mean, and two attractions that were, like, pioneers.
Yeah, see, this is the beauty of the... You don't know
and
how
you didn't
the
even plan this.
Pranked them, and this is what happened. I knew this would... See? Don't mess with the selection committee.
Tiki Room.
Okay. Did I go to Nancy? No, Nancy already voted. Okay, good. I didn't want her to.
You got
to
break it. You got to.
No.
Oh, wait.
I didn't vote. Tiki Room.
Oh, Tiki Room. 3-1. Yes. Okay, that's our first big upset. 11-6. I thought Small World would get more. Nancy, I would have voted for Small World because of the history, but I did not.
Alice Davis betrayers.
I thought Small World was even too low of a seed at 6. I thought because of the classic nature of it that no, but wow, Tiki. Okay. Pirates versus Disneyland Railroad. I think there could be upset here. Okay. Wayne, Pirates, Disneyland Railroad.
You all know I'm a train person. You know how much I love the Disneyland Railroad. It is always the first attraction I get on. This bracket, Pirates of the Caribbean, is the winner.
Okay. One. Okay. Tom?
Pirates.
Two. Nancy?
I'm going to go with the railroad on this one.
Just to screw it up. Okay.
No, I mean, honesty.
No, I figured, no, but this is the whole kind of fun of this thing, is that there's reasons to pick Pirates if you like going on rides, and there's reasons to pick Disneyland Railroad because of the history and the Walt and the whole shebang. So,
actually, that wasn't really...
Oh, did you have a significant moment on the railroad, maybe?
No, she just flipped a coin.
Oh, well, okay.
No, I mean, one of the cool things about the railroad is you've got all that history in the Main Street Station, all the great exhibits and stuff like that that you can wander around and look at while you're waiting for your train. You've got the chance to ride the Lily Bell. You've got the little two-seat section right there. If there's just two of you, what a better way to ride around the park than right behind the steam engineers if you board at Main Street. I mean, and you've got the Grand Canyon diorama.
Okay, now she kind of is trying to persuade. Who's our last vote?
Mary Jo.
Mary Jo, right? Okay, Mary Jo.
She tried, but I'm going to go with Pirates.
Good, I didn't have to break it. Three to one.
Sheep.
It's my all-time favorite ride, or attraction.
Okay, now we have the 7th versus 10, Splash Mountain versus Big Thunder. That's actually a good matchup, because they're both kind of similar. You know what? Actually, no. I think this is going to be 4-0. That's my guess. Okay, Nancy.
Big Thunder.
Okay, it's not going to be 4-0. I forgot the Nancy factor. One. Okay, Tom?
Big Thunder.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a Splash Mountain fan, and Big Thunder was like my son's first favorite ride, so I got it with Big Thunder.
Okay, the guy in the bathtub alone and the goat with the dynamite, I mean, for God's sake.
Hey, you know what's funny is I love Big Thunder, and I actually thought Splash was going to win because of all the characters and all that, 4-0, so I'm glad I didn't bet on this one. Mary Jo?
Splash.
Okay. See if I can guess what Wayne's going to... I think Wayne's going to go with Splash, but we're going to find out. Wayne?
Possibly the most boring roller coaster on the planet. As opposed to the only place where I can still see the America Scenes characters.
Exactly, right?
Thank you. Yeah. It's Splash Mountain.
But you get the mine train through Nature's Wonderland Village that's right at the end of it. And you hear...
But it's not.
We're going to overtime. Who wants to buy my vote? For those people that don't know, I'm a wuss when it comes to rides. So even the Splash Mountain dip kind of scares me. But you know what? And so you think I'm going to vote for... I love Big Thunder. And that was one of the rides that Andrew and I went on when we went out to Disney World and came back, Big Thunder. But you know what? Splash is a long ride. It's got the America Sings characters.
It gets you wet.
I know.
It always has such a freaking long stinking queue.
See, I'm not really...
single rider line.
Exactly. Walk right on.
See, to me, the queue... Oh, we're going to go into double overtime.
The vultures don't work.
To me, the queue isn't a big... I'm not voting based on the queue. I'm voting based on the attraction itself. Big Thunder, I love. But Splash. It's got to be Splash, just for the music alone. Splash wins.
Splash is an adventure.
Yes, Splash wins in double OT. So, okay, so Splash. That was a tough one. I thought it was going to be Splash 4-0. That should have noticed. You guys should have noticed when I said that. Okay, this could be an upset. Space Mountain, the number 2 seed, maybe too high, against Buzz Lightyear. Let's start with Mary Jo.
Space Mountain.
Okay. Nancy?
Come back to me.
What?
really?
Okay, wait. No, let's remember this. Just like in a real basketball, you've got 3 timeouts. That's your first one.
Nice.
You get kiss my more. Churro.
Hey, I'll give you a technical. Kiss my churro. I'm just enjoying these sports metaphors. Hey, Tom?
Space Mountain, definitely.
Okay, 2. Where to go, Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Wayne.
Upset time prior to the upgrade would have been Space Mountain all the way. I hate the latest upgrade.
Really?
Sorry, folks. Yes. I don't like the new music. I don't like the utter darkness. Sorry. Buzz wins.
Wow.
Okay, so Nancy, you've had the timeout. You've had a chance to regroup.
See, I could just be totally, like, anti what Wayne said, because I actually do like Space Mountain after the upgrade. Okay, I like it darker.
You know, we have a lot of games, so if you send it into overtime, we might preempt the other games. I'm letting you know that.
You know what? Who cares? This is our show. Let us talk the way we want to. So there you go.
Lady, you're close to being technical. I'm about to throw you and give you technical and send you to the shower.
Locker room, man.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, go ahead.
For one thing, our Buzz Lightyear pretty much rocks it over Florida's. The fact that you can take the guns out of the holsters and shoot any direction you want.
You could also say that about Space Mountain over Florida's.
Well, yes. Well, any Space Mountain is better than Florida's.
Wow.
Well, just for the fact that that dang track is so shaky, and I'm not a big fan of the one behind the other seating.
Okay, remember, this is Disneyland's tournament.
I know, exactly. Who's See, winning? That's my point. So, I know which way you're going to throw it, so no matter what I vote, it's still going to go to Space Mountain.
No, you don't,
yeah.
No, yeah, of course, the number two seed, I'd put Space Mountain, you're right. So you're just gonna give up and let the other, okay, so you're saying Space Mountain? No, vote for your conscience.
I'm just going to step aside and let you shoot the free throw.
Yeah. Like I'm Webster. Did anybody see that episode of Webster when he made a free throw? I just remember that as
a very special
long
Webster.
Ago.
Okay. Nancy, I mean, you're going to get delay a game. Let's go.
Oh, let me go space.
Okay, 3-1. We didn't have to send it up times. Okay. So the other side. Now this is where it's even more fun. We got food and parades all mixed in. Okay, number one, Fantasmic versus Soundsational. If this is not a 4-0 sweep, somebody's on the fix. Nancy, we don't need to discuss. Let's just win this game and move on. Nancy?
No, I gotta go with Fantasmic on this one.
Okay, does anybody disagree, or is it all Fantasmic?
Fantasmic.
Yeah,
okay.
Fantasmic.
4-0, obviously. Okay, that's why they're the number one seed. The selection committee knew what he was doing with his side. Okay, oh, this is going to be interesting. 8 versus 9, Carnation Cafe.
Carnation Cafe all the way, buddy.
And you have to remember, Chef Oscar involved in this.
Not even Chef Oscar. I think the servers
game
are kind of stuck
game
up.
Game hasn't started. I'm doing the pregame. Carnation Cafe versus Blue Bayou.
You want a quick
now,
answer, remember, buddy.
With restaurants, you do have to remember there is the ambiance piece. So
that's a
Carnation
bunch of
Cafe.
Hype.
Wow. You think
it
over,
is.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of hype. You overpay, and I've had really, really snotty servers. So.
Okay, so then Nancy just voted for Carnation Cafe. Mary Jo?
Blue Bayou.
Okay.
I love
one
the experience there.
Halftime. Tom?
The only times I've eaten a Blue Bayou, it wasn't very good. I'm going to go with the Mickey Waffles at Carnation Cafe.
Okay. The fourth period. Wayne?
For most romantic location, Blue Bayou.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
I've never had a bad experience there.
Oh,
me either.
I had a server that acted like our two small children were like, didn't even belong there. And they weren't even loud. They weren't even, and this was when they were little. It's snotty. They're snotty. The people at the front desk have always been snotty. Like, they're, you know, like if you didn't walk up and have a reservation already made 3 days, you know, 3 to 7 days ago, you weren't good enough to eat there.
And I mean, could say point for point exactly the opposite. Every encounter I've had has been just wonderful. I've always had great service. I've always had wonderful food. To me, it's the best place in the park. It's just a little tough to get into, and it's a little expensive.
This is why it's an 8 versus 9. It's a tough game. And you guys are making me decide.
You really going to vote against Chef Oscar, Tony?
And what about the meatloaf sandwich?
Okay, you have
Tony,
me at meatloaf.
Just remember that this is the last restaurant that Walt Disney actually had to input on.
Two words, okay. Monte Cristo.
Okay, now what's interesting is I didn't set up so I could vote for everything. The idea, because there was a talk that there would be an odd number of people, so we wouldn't have to deal with this. Okay, now I understand both sides.
So is there this much politicking in the real, you know, in the NBA thing? Or
the NCAA?
Yeah.
Not in the
NCAA.
Game. But in the tournament, what they do is they actually go in, I don't know, in some, like, boardroom and start moving people around. And then afterwards, ESPN and all them start arguing over who got what seed. So we're kind of, like, doing the same thing. But, okay, now...
Well,
I appreciate Chef Oscar being the Michael Jordan of of you know, the restaurant, and he's still there and doing his ambassador thing. Okay, I agree. Listen, I agree. Blue Bayou, I think, is overrated in many respects. I've eaten food there that's not as good. Steakhouse 55. That being said, Blue Bayou, I have a fond memory of when I was a kid going with my mom and dad, so that leans me that way too. Also, despite the food isn't being not being as good, the Blue Bayou is got the amazing ambiance. I didn't think about the Walt thing. It's the only place you can eat in a ride. I don't care if the food's garbage. They started the Monte Cristo. You're eating in a ride. Blue Bayou wins in overtime, 3-2.
Yes.
Nice.
Sorry.
Nice.
Okay, so I'll
get its ass kicked in the second round.
Oh,
eat a Monte Cristo, puke it up after Space Mountain later. I'm sorry.
Fantasmic's going to crush Blue Bayou anyway. So Blue Bayou had their valid first win, but maybe the coach gets a raise, but I think Fantasmic's going to crush him. Plaza Inn versus the Dapper Dan's. I think Tom's voting for Plaza Inn because all he ever talks about is the fried chicken. But
yeah.
Dapper Dan's human beings with feelings.
So was Carnation Cafe, Plaza Inn.
Okay, Plaza, I knew that. Wayne, Plaza Inn or Dapper Dan's?
Food versus song. Wow. Yeah. Plaza Inn.
Okay, food wins. Okay, it's 2-0.
But the Dapper Dan's are such a tradition.
Okay, then that's 2-1. Okay, Mary Jo. God, don't make me decide.
This is another hard one. Dapper Dan's, I mean, I can't think of Main Street without thinking of the Dapper Dan's. But the fried chicken at the Plaza Inn, I'm going to go with Plaza Inn.
Thank you. I have to decide. Fried chicken. So again, Blue Bayou won based on deep fried goodness. Plaza Inn won based on deep fried goodness. That makes me think that corn dog has a good chance of defeating Philly. 3-1. Okay. So Cafe Orleans or Cafe Orleon versus Big Thunder Ranch. Now we got food versus food. Now you got to think everything: atmosphere, price, food, everything. We're going to start with Nancy. Cafe, your favorite, Cafe Orleans versus Big Thunder Ranch.
That's actually a tough one because I like the atmosphere at Big Thunder Ranch so much better, and they do have those really cool little desserts.
Yes.
But then you've got the palm frites and the French onion soup at Cafe Orleans.
And no, if Cafe Orleans leaves, the Monte Cristo, the Monte Cristo's still in at Blue Bayou. Okay, I was just afraid the Monte Cristo would have been done already. So at least we still have it at the Blue Bayou.
See, and you know how I feel about those balls of greasy crap. I'm sorry. I can't do the Monte Cristo. I just can't. I never have been able to.
So Big Thunder Ranch?
Big Thunder wins.
Wow, 13, upsetting a 4. And I thought Cafe Orleans was like your favorite. It's okay, we don't need to discuss, because we got more time. Okay, Tom.
Only the onion soup and the pommes frites.
Cafe Orleans.
Okay, Wayne.
This one is really tough. I like both of these places, and I like them equally, but I have to vote Cafe Orleans.
Okay, Mary Jo.
I'm in the same boat. I like both of them a lot, and I'm nicely going to say that I vote for Big Thunder.
Oh, gosh. Okay, now here's where I've got, the side of me that, the devil side that says, you can eat all you want at Big Thunder Ranch.
Yeah.
But it's next to animals, and eating next to livestock, I'm not sure I'm a big fan of. But to me, I'm noticing a trend here. Deep fried goodness will overcome everything. It's like the force. I'm going with Cafe Orleans because they have a Monte Cristo. 3-2, Cafe Orleans. There we go. Sorry. Even though I love Big Thunder Ranch. Okay. Ooh, Plaza Inn versus Cafe Orleans. That's two deep frieds against each other. That'll be interesting. Okay. Yeah, that River's Fantasmic, a number one seed. They're going to go to the finals like it's nothing. That's why you get a number one seed. Okay. Now we're the Main Street region. We've got, okay, human versus food. Billy Hill and the Hillbillies. The higher seed at number six versus the Disneyland corn dog. Wayne.
Right after I go on the Disneyland Railroad, I head up Main Street, and the very first visit, I always stop at the Little Red Wagon, corn dog.
Okay, there's one for corn dog. Nancy?
Billy Hill and the Hillbillies, where you can also get deep-fried goodness.
You're right.
While you watch them.
Yes, that's kind of like a hidden loophole there. Okay.
Fish and chips.
Tom?
Billy Hill.
Mary Jo?
I have driven to Disneyland just to go eat the corn dogs.
You guys.
But I'm going to go with Billy Hill.
Thank you.
This is good.
Good. Good. Humans. Humans win. Okay. There's some faith in humanity.
It's an awesome show.
No, it is.
Can't beat Billy Hill.
It's one of the things you must do.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's our first defeat of Deep Fried Goodness. So everybody from that conference got ousted. But Billy Hill was still a higher seed. Okay. This just makes me laugh.
They do have, you can get some fried food at Billy Hill because the Stagecoach Cafe.
But to be honest, this was considered a show, not the whole
thing. All right.
How can you have a show without eating snacks during the show?
Next year we'll have rules and a whole rule committee and a rule book and all that good stuff. Dreams Come True versus popcorn.
There's no contest there.
There could be an upset. Maybe popcorn got a soft spot for popcorn. Nancy says no contest.
The popcorn is like the best ever, second only to movie popcorn.
So,
but Remember Dreams Come True is like the best fireworks ever too. So I got to go with Remember Dreams Come True.
It's going to be a slaughter for nothing. They are a three seed. Wayne.
Starlight, star bright.
Oh God, no.
That's going to ruin.
Star I see tonight.
Absolutely. Remember Dreams Come True. Best fireworks show ever.
Okay, and Mary Jo, I'm assuming it's the fireworks.
Best fire show ever.
Okay, that's why the 14 seed made it, but they didn't win 4-0. That was our second. So far we've only had two skunks. We've had fireworks over popcorn and Mr. Lincoln over Dumbo. So there we go. Ooh, Billy Hill versus the fireworks.
This next match, though, I don't know.
This is going to cause war.
Yes.
That's a stinker.
I know. Please don't make me decide. Well, actually, I know which one I decide. Actually, for me, I have a favorite, obviously. Okay. Churro versus Mickey Bar, 7 versus 10. These are the matches where it's exciting because it's a 7 and a 10. They're so close. The 10 could have been the 7. The 7 could have been the 10. Mary Jo, Churro, or Mickey Bar? Just a reminder, you can speak Spanish.
Sí, puedo. But my tastes have changed. I'll go with the Mickey Bar.
Oh, okay. Wayne.
Mickey Bar.
Oh, they're off to a big lead, 2-0. And they're the 10 seed. Okay, Tom?
Let Nancy go first.
Okay, Nancy. Oh, that's a timeout. Wait.
That's fine.
Tom,
that's fine.
Tom's used one timeout.
I'm using it judiciously.
Right. Okay, Nancy.
The chocolate is what really makes the Mickey Bar. As long as you don't break your teeth on it. You can't break your teeth on a churro.
Wow, this is going to be a slaughter that I wasn't expecting of seeing. Expected scene of seeing. Nancy?
Frankly, if they had more of the good, really good flavors of filled churros, it would be even better, but we'll go with the Mickey Bar this time.
Oh, well, then it doesn't even matter what you vote for.
I was thinking she was going to go with churro, so I was going to let her have her moment. But, I was going to go with Mickey Bar.
4-0. Wow, okay. I would have voted for churro.
Mm-hmm. You know, those chocolate-filled churros were awesome, but they just don't sell them at Disneyland anymore. So,
The churro is the churro.
Another good reason to go to the LA Zoo, they have Bavarian cream-filled churros, caramel-filled churros, strawberry-filled churros, and plain.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Mickey Bar. Okay. I think this is a 2 versus 15. We got food versus food. We got the Dole Whip versus the turkey leg. To me, it's no contest. There's a reason the turkey leg's 15. We're not out in Orlando, but I don't vote for this. We're going to start with Mary Jo.
Dole Whip.
Okay, that's one for the Dole Whip.
Dole Whip.
That's two. Tom.
Dole Whip.
Three. Is this another skunk, Wayne?
Sweep. Dole Whip.
Four nothing. Okay, so.
Those turkey legs are just gross.
You know what? I like the idea in theory, but I never have the cojones to actually eat one and start walking around with it.
Okay. A family of four can eat one of those turkey legs.
This side of the bracket is so much better. It's going to be so more much more exciting. So now we've got monorail back in the Fantasyland region. We've got Monorail versus Haunted Mansion, and we've got Mr. Lincoln versus Mr. Fisher.
How did that happen?
That's awesome. That's so awesome. Could you imagine the graphics for that?
Well, let's get going on it then.
The Mr. Battle. That's all. No, we're going to put that at the end. Let's go back to the food side because that's awesome that Mr. plays Mr. And it's also a reference to that great 80s, well, not great 80s band, Mr. Mister. Anyways, that was funny for me. Okay, Fantasmic versus Blue Bayou. I think this is a 4-0. Tom?
Oh, yeah, Fantasmic.
Yeah, you hate Blue Bayou, so okay, one. Is anybody not going to vote for Fantasmic?
Make the votes. Come on, make the votes.
Wait.
Fantasmic.
Okay. And Nancy?
I already said Fantasmic.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to multitask, and for those of you who don't know, I'm a man, so I'm unable to multitask. Okay, whoever's next?
Fantasmic. There
you go.
Fantasmic. 4-0. Yeah.
4-0.
It was a sweep.
You know what? I think it might be... Okay, I'm going to make a prediction right now that Fantasmic's going to win this whole darn thing. That's my prediction. Okay. The Fantasmic's going to be the champion of Disneyland. Okay.
You're challenging us, Tony.
No, I'm not.
Now we're going to screw up your whole bracket. We're going to throw the games.
Hey, my bookie has got... Okay, look. I'm just saying that there's a large sum of money that I've given to a bookie. It was hard to find one that would take action on this. But, okay. Plaza Inn versus Cafe Orleans. It's the... The deep-fried battle. Fried chicken.
Plaza Inn.
Wow. Man, she's not even warming up. She's going straight onto the court and starting to play. Okay, Plaza Inn, Tom?
As much as I love the palm frites and the atmosphere at Cafe Orleans, I got to go with my chicken at Plaza Inn.
Two. Wayne?
Cafe Orleans.
Ooh.
No question.
Darn it. Okay. Mary Jo.
I want to make Tony work. Actually, I'm going to go Plaza Inn.
Good.
Yes.
Ooh,
okay, so to go to the final four, it's going to be Plaza Inn versus Fantasmic.
I'm telling you,
Fantasmic's going all the way, man. I've already got my hat printed up and my T-shirt. I'm so ready for Fantasmic.
I love the Plaza Inn. You can watch the fireworks from there, eat a good, delicious dinner.
Yep, okay. You can even get the dinner's takeout to into the hub to sit and wait for your spot.
Some great post-game analysis. Looking forward to the next match. Let's look at Billy Hill versus the fireworks. That sounds kind of funny. But Billy Hill and the Hillbillies versus Remember Dreams Come True. I think that'll be a slaughter, but Nancy.
Oh, man.
Do you want to use a timeout? You've got two left.
I got to go fireworks as much as I love Elvis Billy.
Okay. Wayne?
Remember, dreams come true.
Okay. Tom?
Remember, dreams come true.
And Mary Jo?
Totally feeling it with Nancy. Going to pick dreams, but... I'm going to pick dreams.
Okay, wow.
Ending the Billy's season.
Yes, they had a good, they had a valiant effort. And...
but they'll be returning to play Cars Land.
Well, yes, they will. And maybe they'll get a win if Cars Land.
Over in the DCA regionals.
Next year, why don't we just do DCA?
Well,
Since we did just Disneyland this year, why don't we next year we do just DCA?
Okay, let's see. Okay. So, Mickey Bar versus Dole Whip. Ooh, this is going to be tough. Mickey Bar versus Dole Whip. Okay, Tom.
It's shaped like a Mickey head. You've got to go with the Mickey Bar. It's chocolate. It's shaped like a Mickey head. You got to go with the Mickey Bar.
Mary Jo.
Mickey Burr.
Nancy?
I'm going to have to go with Mickey Burr on this one.
Oh, wow. It doesn't really matter, Wayne, but go ahead.
I vote Dole Whip. It is pineapple wonderfulness.
Hey, Mickey.
Now, if it was a Dole Whip,
sticking to it.
Hey, if it was a Dole Whip, I would consider it.
Okay, do you realize what an upset that was? Mickey Burr was number 10. That might have been the seating committee's bias. And Dole Whip was number 2. So Mickey Burr versus Dreams, like, there's a question. You know, the Shamu Bar is the same thing. Sorry. I know she loves their the same darn thing. Okay. So, to go to the final four, on this side, we've got Fantasmic versus Plaza Inn and Remember Dreams Come True versus the Mickey Bar.
Nice.
Okay. Now, on the other side with attractions, Monorail versus Haunted Mansion. Oh, wait. We're doing that bracket last because we have the race, the Mr. match. Okay. Tiki versus Pirates, Nancy.
Tiki.
Wayne?
Pirates.
Mary Jo?
Pirates.
Tom?
Yeah, Pirates.
Oh, wow. Tiki was an 11 seed, and yeah. Pirates was a 3. There's a reason they're the 3. Okay, so Pirates is moving on, and let's see who they play.
To the final four. Wayne, I'm surprised at you, because you can eat a Dole Whip inside the Tiki room.
You got to make a choice.
Okay, I think I've noticed that...
Nancy's, that was pretty good, Nancy.
Yeah. Nancy's the Monday morning quarterback. Afterwards, she discusses what the team should have done. Okay.
Analysis and learning is 2020.
Yeah. Splash versus Space. Oh, that's good, too, the alliteration. Splash versus Space Mountain. Now, I know what I'd vote for, but Splash squeaked by Big Thunder, so I think Space is going to crush it. But unless it goes to overtime, ooh, that's tough for me. Okay, Mary Jo.
Space.
One for Mary Jo. Nancy.
Space.
Wayne.
Space.
Oh, space. Not space.
Really? In these two, space.
See? It depends on who's playing whom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
Tom.
4-4, Space Mountain.
Space Mountain's getting hot now. Okay, 4-0. And now it's, oh, space versus pirates.
Jeez. Oh,
we're going to have to decide. Okay. Now we got Monorail versus Haunted Mansion. Monorail. Monorail. The crowd is chanting, guys. Monorail. Okay, and we've got the big fan, Wayne. Are we voting for Monorail? Oh, but you
Haunted Mansion.
Wait, okay, so Nancy pre-voted. Okay, Haunted. She absentee balloted that one.
Hey, man, you wanted him quick. I'm just kidding.
No, you're right. Thank you, Nancy. You're actually.
She was making up for her pass, you know.
Yeah. But she's going it quick so she can waste those 2 timeouts at the end of the game. Wayne.
Whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still, Haunted Mansion.
Wow, Monorail's the number one. Maybe Monorail shouldn't have been a number one seed. Okay, I need a tie then so I can vote for Monorail. You didn't hear that. Okay, who hasn't voted yet?
And that would have been the same thing you would have done.
Okay, Mary Jo.
I pick Haunted Mansion.
Monorail,
it's a classic.
Another one's done. Tom.
No. Haunted Mansion.
Eliminated.
Okay, now the question is, now we can look back, was Monorail way too high at a number one?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me, as the seating committee, explain. Monorail was an attraction that we learned from Wayne. It was Walt's vision of the future.
Yep.
But yet it's transportation. It's still there.
It was a good, valiant effort, Tony.
It's also in what, Mach 7 or 8?
It was in a bad bracket.
Actually, the monorail technically. The monorail technically wasn't the vision because the Viewliner train came before the monorail.
Okay, but I'm just saying, Monorail's coach is getting fired, or the seating committee is getting fired. Because they just lost to an 8, and they were the number 1. A lot of people lost money on that one, years
included. So you're going to fire yourself so that you don't do next year's show?
Oh, no, I'm not fired. I'll come back in a different
form. You're probably going to fire the silent partner that we don't know about that has nothing to do with it.
No, the silent partner the silent partner's big contribution was Mr. Lincoln. So we're going to see. Okay, Mr. Toads versus Mr. Lincoln, the battle of the... The Misters.
The Misters.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wayne.
Honest Abe.
Honest Abe. Okay. Nancy?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Gonna have to give it to Abe. In both his previous incarnation as well as the current incarnation.
Okay. Tom?
Mr. Lincoln.
Oh! Mary Jo.
Hanover Frog.
Wow, 4-0. See, that silent partner really helped out, man.
Nice.
Okay, so Mr. Lincoln, okay, now, again, was Mr. Toad too high at a 5?
Maybe.
No, because Mr. Lincoln was a 4. That was a good match.
Yeah.
Okay, so Haunted versus Mr. Lincoln. Wow.
I like how you ask us and then you shoot us down when we disagree with you. Was it too high? Yes. No, you're wrong.
Yeah. Exactly. Just like a real sports guy.
So the Elite Eight, or what is it? Yeah, the Elite Eight.
Yeah, we're at the Elite Eight. We have Haunted Mansion versus Mr. Lincoln to go to the Final Four. We have Pirates versus Space Mountain.
That's a tough one.
Phantasmic versus Plaza Inn.
Chicken.
And Dream. And Dreams versus the Remember Dreams Come True versus the Mickey Bar.
Oh gosh!
So you guys can think about it. We'll stop
as we go to commercial.
Seconds.
Yeah.
We can go to commercial. Don't forget Fantasmic. Somebody has a lot of money riding on it.
I'm not surprised that Fantasmic is up against Dreams.
Well, no, not yet. Not yet. It's there. It's Fantasmic versus Plaza Inn to see who go. Who,
I'm sorry.
Who goes,
I thought it was commercial time. Please visit our website at www.info.com/Disneyland.
We're back. Okay. Let's start with the Fantasyland bracket, even though they're not in Fantasyland, for those that are Disney geeks, because you are if you're listening to the show. Remember, the regions don't mean that they're actually located there. Some people had to travel, just like in the real tournament. Haunted Mansion versus Mr. Lincoln. Wow. This is what we pay the big bucks to see. Haunted Mansion versus Mr. Lincoln. I'm going to start with, let's go alphabetical order. Why did I just say that? Because now I got to figure it out in my head.
Mary Jo.
Mary Jo. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, sure enough. I'm Haunted Mansion.
Okay. Nancy?
Haunted Mansion, a much more versatile creature, and that way you can't say it has anything that even vaguely resembles the Florida.
Okay. Tom?
Mr. Lincoln.
Oh, shoot.
Wayne.
Mr. Lincoln, when you hear the nail of a Requiem Bell. It's the Haunted Mansion.
Okay, now here's why there's a little... This is why some people might question that there's going to be some... There's some shenanigans going on, because there's going to be shenanigans with this vote, even though I always go on Haunted Mansion, and I love that.
Wait, which did you choose? You chose Haunted Mansion or Mr. Lincoln?
No, it's 2-2. It's time.
I chose Haunted Mansion.
He chose Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
I put the nail in the coffin.
I'm not listening. Okay, Haunted Mansion, Mr. Lincoln. Hey, it went to the Elite Eight. That's impressive. It won two. Haunted Mansion is in the Final Four. They're cutting down the nets. They're putting on their hats. People are buying their tickets. Okay, Pirates versus Space. Let's go reverse alphabetical. Wayne.
I'm exercising my timeout.
Oh, hey.
Nice.
You guys can all have multiple timeouts. I mean, you can now, everybody does another timeout, because the advertisers would love that. But remember, that doesn't mean Nancy's going to do another commercial. Okay, so Tom?
Tom's probably going to cut the first commercial anyway.
Space Mountain, definitely favorite ride.
Okay, Space Mountain. Oh, wait, we're going backwards. Why did I say that? Wayne, Tom, Nancy.
D. Pirates.
Mary Jo.
Pirates.
Uh-oh. Okay. Wayne used his timeout correctly.
To create drama.
So are you going to set it to overtime?
Dun, dun.
It's 5 minutes till park close. I'm in the hub. I have to decide whether to go over to Space Mountain or over to Pirates. The answer is, I'm over to Pirates.
Yes!
Okay, and you know what, guys? That was a 3 seed versus a 2 seed. That region did pretty well. I did okay in that region. So the Pirates is going to the Final Four. So we've got to go to the championship, Haunted Mansion versus Pirates on this side. I don't think that's a tough one. I think that's, but then again, I tried to get Mr. Lincoln to add some money on that one. So, okay. Fantasmic versus Plaza Inn. F for Fantasmic or F for Fried Chicken? Tom, since you're the
president. I'm taking my time out.
Time out. Okay. See, end of the game, you've got to start using your timeouts. Okay. Nancy.
If you only have a limited time in the park, or you have kids that make you have to go home early, you can always get the fried chicken any time of day. So I'm going to go at the Plaza Inn and screw everybody up.
But it's a good
rationale. I mean, you know, I can with my kids, we always usually have to go home by about 7. So, you know, okay. We rarely ever stay for Fantasmic.
Hey, being the commentator in this too, I have to call something out I'm seeing here. This is the same person who said Monte Cristo's were like the Antichrist, and now Plaza, but fried chicken is, I mean, it's deep fried goodness. It's deep fried goodness.
You can peel it, and so, it's actually not fried. It's broasted.
Wow, that was, I just got rejected near the hoop. You just hit that ball back in my face. I know nobody's getting that reference on the team, but it actually worked well. Wow, nice, Nancy. It's broasted.
It's broasted. It's not deep fried at all.
That's why it's so good.
Just when you think Nancy's got no tricks up her sleeve, boom, she busts out with a broasted chicken. Impressive.
Google that's, broasting. That's,
okay. You used your time out. Wayne?
Who do I have to pay off on this one? Fantasmic. Keep going.
Okay.
Fantasmic.
Okay.
Mary Jo.
Fantasmic.
Okay, timeout is over.
Oh, man.
You can get fried chicken anywhere.
The smashed potatoes.
Fantasmic.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you can take your fried chicken to go see Fantasmic.
Votes are in.
Yeah. But if I had one or the other, it'd be Fantasmic.
I hate that vote, but yeah, Fantasmic.
Okay, so the number one seed went. This is the first number one seed to go all the way to the Final Four. That was good.
I got to hear what Tony would have voted on that one.
Oh, Fantasmic by far. Come on, I've got money riding on this thing. I can get DVC if Fantasmic wins. So, yeah. No, Fantasmic. I love Fantasmic. I just think it's the greatest thing ever. So, yes, they were a number one seed based on my own personal opinion, but I rightfully so. They went to the Final Four. Okay, now we've got food versus fireworks, the Mickey Bar versus Remember Dreams Come True. I personally didn't think the Mickey Bar would get this far, but then again, they were a 10 seed in my book. Dreams is a number 3 seed, so the 3 should beat the 10, but we never know. People, okay, Tom, you have one timeout left, and everybody else has two. Mary Jo has all 3, so she could really mess with
you. I actually took one at the very beginning.
Oh, you did? So then who has all their timeouts left? Nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, okay. I have 2.
I think we all have 2.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Fireworks, number 1.
Okay. You voted already. Tom voted fireworks. Nancy?
I gotta go with fireworks too. Where else does Tink go up and down and all around?
I'm just gonna leave that alone.
Yes, I was just quiet. And I was just gonna let the silence decide.
And
you have to remember, too, that since this is sports, the whole male side of the brain is taking over. So when you make a comment like that, what do you think Tom and I are going to think? So we got 2 for fireworks. Wayne?
Does that mean we have to lock you in a drawer?
Wait, say it again, Wayne.
Remember dreams come true.
And who didn't vote yet?
Dreams.
Okay. 4-0. Okay. Wow, Fantasmic versus the fireworks. Dreams come true. Wow. Okay, so we're down to our final 4. We have Haunted Mansion versus Pirates on the attraction side, and Fantasmic versus Dreams Come True on the food / restaurants / parades show side. Interesting that no restaurant made it past into the Final Four. No snack. Mickey Bar was a snack that went the farthest. It went all the way to the Elite Eight. But let's see what we've got on the... interesting that Haunted Mansion of Pirates in the same land. They've had good competition against each other. So, Haunted Mansion and Pirates.
That says a lot about Liberty Square.
Yeah,
Liberty Square.
This is Disney. She's had a few concussions. Haunted Mansion versus Pirates.
Fantasmic Square.
Dreams come
true. They must have put something in that IV I had last night.
Okay, keeping with the way that TV likes to televise these things, I got to think Fantasmic versus Dreams Come True is the matchup everybody wants to see. So that will be the later game.
Yeah.
Prime time, a lot of ad dollars. So the early game is Haunted Mansion versus Pirates. Now this time you guys need to explain why you're voting and have it out. So you know what we're going to do? I'm back in the classroom. Who has a birthday closest to today? That's what I used to do.
Probably me, since my birthday was last week.
Okay. You're first.
I will pick Pirates of the Caribbean. It was the last attraction that Walt had his hand in. And they're always changing it. Or not always, but they often change it up. And it's an awesome ride.
Okay. The power of awesomeness, Tom. Okay.
Tom? Okay, I guess I would be next, since you guys are all in August, huh? August,
we're not
right?
In August.
September.
September, whatever. September. I know you guys are all together, so.
You can use a timeout.
No, I'm not going to use my timeout. I know what I want to vote, I just don't know why. I'm going to vote for Haunted Mansion.
Okay, and why? Ooh, I heard a... Okay, we'll test that in a second.
You know, Pirates, it's... Don't repeat this, but it bores me.
Oh!
I have something to add to that once the game is over. Okay.
That wounds me.
Okay. Well, you might get wounded a little bit more. Nancy?
Ooh. Why don't we go age before birthdays?
No, wait.
Well, no, he called on you.
Okay, yeah, actually birthdays. I'm actually going to go with Pirates on this one. Because our Pirates, the Disneyland Pirates, like Mary Jo said, Walt had a hand in it. But it's so much more extensive and interesting of a Pirates than any of the other parks.
We're comparing it to Haunted Mansion.
But I'm just saying, it's got its own unique features, even before the rehab. That
she doesn't have to clear her style of offense or defense with you. If it works, it works. That's her decision.
No, but I mean, it's such, you know, what do we always tell everybody that comes here from Walt Disney World? We say, make sure you go on Pirates to really understand the difference.
That's such a good point. We don't say, make sure you go on Haunted Mansion. We say, make sure you go on Pirates.
The only time we say, make sure you go on Haunted Mansion is when it's Haunted Mansion holiday.
True.
That's true. Okay, Wayne.
Good point.
Of course.
You're welcome.
There's always my way.
Oh, you... Man, I should have to decide.
He hasn't voted yet. He hasn't voted yet.
There is only
one choice.
Okay,
wait. Before he votes, if anybody wants to try to convince him otherwise, now's your shot.
There is no contest. I have a untold personal connection with Haunted Mansion. It will always be number one. Haunted Mansion.
Nice.
Okay, and you know, we can... Okay, the person I'm most angry at this whole night is Wayne. And the reason why is because he's in Orlando. He should be asleep, and I wouldn't have to break any ties. That was kind of the point. And now I got to break ties, and people are going to hate me, and... Okay. Darn it.
Well,
the
last one for... Okay. Now, the thing is, I think of the Haunted Mansion holiday, and I love that.
But now, you didn't say this was Haunted Mansion holiday.
I know, but I can consider that. It's like, I like this team. They used to be good, or they're good in the beginning of the season. Okay. My other concern here is that Pirates... Because I know this sounds horrible for people who aren't able to go to Disneyland all the time. Because I've gone on it so many times, I literally I know. I'm going to be kicked off when I say this. Fall asleep a lot in there.
Thank you.
Because, okay.
That sounds like a personal flaw myself.
Yeah, it is. But I enjoy the falling asleep. Like, I'm like, oh, I get to rest. It's a nice long leisurely ride. And then I wake up every so often. And then I feel refreshed. But, Tom, that's actually a vote in its favor. Sleeping?
Oh,
I mean, what beats sleeping? No comment.
You wowed yourself about the Blue Bayou atmosphere earlier.
I know. You know, okay.
Hitchhiking ghosts, Cassandra, the whole story of.
Now here's where I'm really going to get kicked off.
Take you underground.
Here's where I'm really getting kicked off. Okay, Haunted Mansion does have the Omni Mover. I also fall asleep sometimes in Haunted Mansion. I don't have narcolepsy, people. There's three places: Haunted Mansion, Pirates, and Tiki Room.
Well, I do have narcolepsy a little tiny bit, and I don't fall asleep in either one of those.
Oh, of course, now I feel like the jerk. You know what? Hey,
this isn't about sleeping. This is about riding. Which one entertains the best?
Waterfalls.
Okay, you know what?
Little patented fireflies.
I know which one I'm going to vote for, because I honestly like this ride better, despite the sleep piece of it. Okay, yes, some people consider it boring, but...
You don't have to justify yourself to Tom.
It's Pirates. I'm sorry, Pirates. I got to vote for Pirates. I know, I feel dirty. I know. I had to make a decision. The whole point of this was if anybody hasn't learned, I don't like making decisions. So the whole point of this thing was, if I create it, I don't have to make decisions. And it's blown up in my face because now I'm going to make decisions. Okay. So Pirates made it to the championship very close, a tip in at the buzzer. Some people are going to think there was a bad call and luck, but okay. Fantasmic versus Remember Dreams Come True. Wow. I'm glad I don't have to vote. Well, no, I know which one. This one's the one easy one for me. So I got all my money riding on it.
Because
I feel bad for Wayne, because I didn't vote the way he wanted me to. Wayne, Fantasmic, or Remember Dreams Come True?
I'm glad we have this choice. I'm glad these two made it to their position. It is a position of honor. But the vote has to go somewhere. And the vote goes to Fantasmic.
Okay, why?
It is the best show ever. I attended, in a rare scheduling snafu, I attended Fantasmic at Hollywood Studios tonight. And even though it was considerably different, I gotta tell you, I was rooting for Mickey. I applauded when the dragon was defeated. When he comes out of the top of the mountain dressed as Sorcerer's Mickey, there is no better Disney experience anywhere. Fantasmic.
Mary Jo.
Definitely Fantasmic. And for me, it's the wow factor from the beginning, the awe factor when the princesses come out, and the horror factor when the villains come out, and the happiness when Mickey wins.
Okay. Nancy?
Ooh, it's a tough one.
Can you call timeout?
Give me a timeout on this one.
Okay. Tom? Then if you call timeout, it goes back to her. She has one more timeout.
No, I'm not going to call timeout.
Okay.
I got to go with the emotional attachment and choose Remember Dreams Come True. I don't get goosebumps during Fantasmic. I get goosebumps during Remember Good Dreams Come True.
Nice.
And I watch it eating fried chicken from Plaza Inn.
Yeah, but hey, they were out. Oh, no, but that's true. So it's kind of your way to still root for Plaza Inn, even though Fantasmic beat him. Okay. Hey, Nancy, are you going to send it to overtime?
Tom has a really good point, because I hold my daughter, and I get little tears in my eyes when we watch Remember, and we sing the song together. But then you've got the steamboat and all the characters on the steamboat being piloted by black and, you know, the 1928 Mickey. And you get the sailing ship Columbia turned into the pirate ship, and all the aerial acts from the riggings and...
I know. If you don't want to make a decision, then it'll go to me if you vote against
the Well, but if I vote the way I want to vote, it's going to go into you, and you're going to vote for yours anyway, so.
But no, vote for you what you want.
I've got that sappy attachment to dreams. Dreams come true.
So I know everybody's now we've ruined it because it's me and... But
seal
let
it,
me
Tony,
explain.
Seal it.
Okay, you bet on it.
I know. Yeah, I know. You're waiting for me to go do the reverse dunk. Of course, I have dreams. So... When I was a kid, the reverse dunk and point to the crowd, but, you know, I can't explain why, well, no, I can't explain why I like Fantasmic. Fantasmic has everything. And the fact that it's on Rivers of America, now, if this was, despite what Wayne talked about earlier in the show, if this was Walt Disney World Fantasmic, whatever.
No.
Sorry. I wouldn't even.
Yeah, no way.
But. And I was actually discussing this with my silent partner when we were discussing possibly using World of Color and everything. And the discussion was World of Color's better. And I'm like, no, Fantasmic, which is a whole nother next year or maybe 2 years from now when we put the whole everybody together. But like, no, Fantasmic's got Mickey. It's got the steamboat is awesome. It's the fact that you're sitting right there on the brick, which is even though it's uncomfortable. I just love, I'm okay. I'm gonna keep it together. I like Fantasmic because fireworks are great and all, but you know what? Okay. I got it. To me, the fireworks are there to make you get goosebumps. And I feel like they're trying to make me get the goosebumps. Whereas Fantasmic is the show that I'm just happy after it. I'm just happy. Oh, okay. So I got to vote for Fantasmic. Okay, Fantasmic in overtime, 3-2. We're not done. We have a championship here. Wow. Fantasmic versus Pirates. Okay. See if my bet's going to pay off. Fantasmic versus Pirates. Now, see, I know the people that didn't vote for Pirates now are probably going to vote for Fantasmic, but maybe not. Because now this is the age-old question.
I didn't vote for either, so.
Well, you're just not a good gambler.
That's true.
Yeah, it's... Who wins? So the chicken or the egg? The ride? The ride attraction or the show?
I think they're about the same length, aren't they?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Think about it and let's see. I'm going to think of a number.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. Let's see. What do I got? Okay. Wayne, what's your number?
Between 1 and 1
through 10. 1 through 10, sorry.
7.
All right, Wayne's going first. He picks a number immediately. All right. See us quick. Okay, Wayne. Oh, Wayne, since you picked the number, you can choose when you want to go. Do you want to go last? Do you want to go second? Do you want to go third? Or do you want to go fourth?
I want to go third.
Or wait, you know what, Wayne? If you'd like. Come on, let's make this exciting.
Or you can choose what's behind the door number two.
No, let's not get this over with. Come on, this is where we're making the big money. It's a championship, a lot of ads. Wayne, if you'd like, let's add this to the mix. You could be the tiebreaker if you would like. And then shove me in here. But it might just run away. You could wait and you can decide.
You know,
we're going to even do this better. You can jump in at any time to decide to vote. How's that? So if you think it's going one direction, I'll go, Wayne, are you ready to vote? You'll say no. You say yes, you'll vote. I like that. Good. Okay.
You're the rule maker, dude.
Yes, I like doing this. This is fun. Okay. Now we got to do another number, 1 through 10, not 7.
Hello, Tom.
Tom, 1 through 10, not 7.
3.
Jeez, okay. 3 was the number.
Nice.
You're going.
Okay.
Or you can pick.
Bonding.
No, that's fine. I will Fantasmic.
Because... Oh, you hate because you don't like pirates.
I don't like pirates.
Okay.
I mean, it's,
no, yeah, you don't like it
no,
enough to
no
be the
contest.
Champion
yeah,
of Disneyland.
No.
Now the question is, whichever ride wins, will they have a commercial that says, "I'm going to Disneyland"?
They're already there.
That was funny, guys. I loved that joke, but nobody laughed but me. That was my help. Okay, I'm a little taken aback.
That's come up a lot of your life.
Wow. Maybe you're not voting. Maybe Wayne gets two votes. Okay. Go
I
ahead.
Like that, too.
Yeah. Nancy, Fantasmic or Pirates?
as much as I want to go to Pirates, just so you lose your bet so I can stop hearing about it, I'm going to have to go with Fantasmic on this one.
Okay. Wayne, are you ready to vote? It's 2-0.
I'm calling my Audible, and I'm voting third.
Nice use of the sports reference, Audible. Impressive. Okay.
Wrong sport, but go ahead.
And this is the vote that we get to talk about, right?
Yes.
So I had a choice tonight. My schedule today changed about every 10 minutes. And by the time the shank of the evening came around, I had a number of choices. Disneyland, Magic Kingdom out here, for some reason, is open until 3 a.m. I did not find out why. I suspected it had to do something with spring break, but I wasn't sure. But it was extra magic hours, so the general public, and this time I'm general public, could stay till midnight. And so at about 8 o'clock, I'm assessing my options, and I'm in Hollywood Studios. And my options were bail, go to the Magic Kingdom, and stay till midnight, which also means not do the podcast, or stay in Hollywood Studios and see Fantasmic just because it's Fantasmic, which also gets me back to my hotel room just about time to help record the podcast, which is why I chose Fantasmic. Even on the other coast, Fantasmic is the show of Disney shows. Fantasmic is the winner. I vote for Fantasmic.
Okay, so Mary Jo, you already voted. Who didn't vote? I lost in that beautiful story. Sorry. So it really doesn't matter. You can throw up one from half court and hope it goes in, but the game's over. But who do you vote for? What do you vote for?
Regardless, I would have voted for Fantasmic.
4-0.
Even though I was with Nancy, I would have really liked to have just to mess with you, pick the other one.
Okay.
But
thank you.
I have to be true and say Fantasmic.
Okay, so
I voted for the fireworks in the earlier round, Fantasmic, you've got fireworks, you've got characters, you've got lasers, you've got the awesome music. It's a winner.
And everybody's said, oh, the Fantasmic number one seed. I didn't set it up so they'd have an easy round, even though they crushed everybody the most. But and what I thought was interesting was all the
that
free
was
shoes.
An easy round.
Okay, but again, the number one seed gets the easy round. That's how seedings work.
I know.
You get the privilege of playing against the garbage team that only has 4 players in the tournament, and you have 10.
I don't know. I like Sensational. I wouldn't have put that one 16.
Okay, so go ahead. What's the one seed that you're like, okay, Tony, you were full of crap? I know I'm full of crap generally, but in this case, what's the one, as looking at everything, you're like, you know what, that was way in the wrong spot? You said Sensational, 16. Where would you have put that?
Sensational in this one, I would have probably put it more like halfway down. I like that parade.
Okay. Okay. Tom, do you have one that was totally...
That was totally...
like wrong, either way too high or way too low?
Mr. Toad was too high. Mr. Toad was too high at 5.
Okay. Okay. Oh, and of course, we didn't have Indiana Jones. So that kind of rules. But on that side of the bracket, okay, so do you think Indiana Jones would have made it to the finals? No, I don't think.
No,
I think Haunted Mansion and Miss
Sassy.
I don't, yeah.
It would have made it past the first round, but.
Yeah.
But,
agreed.
Yeah, because it doesn't have the whole Walt thing.
Can anybody?
Well, it depends on what it was paired with.
Yeah. Okay.
Major omissions, Wayne?
Not that I can think of.
How about Jungle Cruise?
Story.
Oh, God, right.
Okay, now there was a discussion.
Jungle Cruise came to my mind, too.
There was a discussion. Some people had to get left off. And Jungle Cruise, a lot depends on the cast member.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
And so when I was discussing it with the silent partner, and I said, well, what about Jungle Cruise? And the silent partner yeah. Like, well, but it's funny. I'm like, yeah, it depends on who the person is. And I went, you know, that's true. And so what do you take off? Disneyland Railroad? No. The big rides? No.
Dumbo.
Okay, Buzz probably shouldn't have been on there.
Dumbo.
Jungle Cruise should have made it instead of Buzz. You're right.
Dumbo should have been on there.
No way.
Oh, come on.
Over Dumbo,
see,
yeah.
Okay, no, the reason why I thought Dumbo needed to go on there was because it's the one thing everybody goes to. And there's the freaking huge line.
You didn't have Roger Rabbit on there either.
Toontown, please.
Yeah, no.
Sorry. I never go to Toontown.
But Roger Rabbit is such a unique ride.
Okay,
I
if we go
I would have put...
Go ahead.
Oh, I would have put that over the carousel.
Well, I know, and also it's running out of time. When we expand to 64, then we'll have 64. And okay, so is there any other... okay, any food or restaurant that you think should have made it that didn't? Chimichanga almost made it just because it was Southern
California. Ew, those things are nasty.
You and the deep fried phobia.
What about your Hungry Bear Holiday?
Okay, see, to show you that I was objective, there was no Hungry Bear or Jolly Holiday on there. Because, look, it's competing with shows and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think for that site, Tony, you did a good job at choosing them.
Popcorn shouldn't have been there.
Popcorn's the best.
That's a huge debate, Nancy. Popcorn versus churros. That's a huge debate.
Listen to us discussing that it's a huge debate. Like literally, there's people choosing sides over this popcorn or churros. Okay, if it would have been me, I would have put the caramel corn that's at California Adventure because I love that stuff, but I knew then people would be able to see through it's my own thing because I love that stuff. And we thought about the Tiger Tails or the candy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what about those pretzel bars?
Man. The caramel apples.
Yeah.
Oh, that was okay. When originally it was a 64 seed, 64 teams, that was caramel apples were on there.
How about Bengal barbecue, Nancy?
Oh, mm-hmm. Bengal barbecue should have been on there, yeah.
Okay, well, see, you know what we could do? I think next year maybe we do this more than once a year. We could do just food by itself.
There you go.
I like that. Just food by itself or food items. And then, because food items, we could come up with 32. I like that.
Fried chicken.
I enjoyed doing this because I got to talk a lot. But I thought it was cool that you guys, how people had their opinions. And I'm sure as people are listening, if they look on the brackets that we're going to post, that they're going to think the same things like, oh, that shouldn't have won, or I wouldn't have put that there. Okay, biggest surprise. But not in terms of seed, but like the one that you didn't think originally when you heard it was going to go as far as it did.
Mickey Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So yeah, Mickey. I thought Mickey Bar would get ousted by the churro.
It made a fine showing.
And I was also very surprised by Mr. Lincoln, considering Mr. Lincoln almost didn't make the tournament, and then ended up as a number 4 seed, and then went all the way versus Haunted Mansion. Yes. So we have our champion, Fantasmic.
All right, nice. Congratulations to Fantasmic.
Yes, we will be sending them their trophy. who gets the trophy?
We'll give it to one of those guys in the yellow jackets.
Does Murphy get the trophy?
There you go.
Nice.
Okay, there it is. That's our next Disney. We all somehow get over there during Fantasmic and try to like plant a trophy.
Stand on top of Murphy's door.
That would not be good.
I think we should present this next weekend at Disneyland when we all make a commissary trip to the final weekend of Electronica.
Are we all
podcasters?
Are we going to all wear black?
Exactly. We'll fit right in on the dance floor.
Oh, Lord of heaven.
All right. Thank you for all of that, Tony, Mary Jo, Nancy, and Wayne. Thank you for joining us tonight. That will do it for this edition of the Diz Unplugged. Thanks for listening.